When Amy Houston got her cancer diagnosis in 2009, she had a good corporate job and health insurance to cover her chemo treatments. But sitting in the small pizzeria she owns in the Wichita suburb of Mulvane, Houston says that changed when she needed to start her radiation treatments.
Radiation is every day, so I wasn't able to perform the duties of my job when I started my radiation. So unfortunately, I lost my job and therefore lost my medical insurance.
But she needed the treatments, so she maxed out her credit cards to pay for them.
And I made a lot of mistakes.
Facing a mountain of debt, she put her small restaurant up for sale to raise cash, but the deal fell through. And as if life wasn't difficult enough for the single mother of four, her cancer returned in 2013. Uninsured and out of money, Houston decided against further treatment. So now, at age 37, neither she nor her family knows how sick she really is.
It weighs on me more so in my children's eyes. It's a constant reminder to them that they may not have me for very much longer.
Houston, a member of the local school board and volunteer fire department, recently finagled a federal subsidy to help her purchase coverage in the Obamacare marketplace. But it's probably only temporary. She'll have to make way more than she expects to earn this year to hang on to it. Houston's situation isn't unique. More than 150,000 low-income Kansans are facing similar challenges, caught in a maze of regulations that determine eligibility for Obamacare subsidies and CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program. Houston says she'll be speaking for all of them today at the State House. She'll be testifying at a Senate committee hearing on a bill that would expand CanCare to cover people like her, adults who make less than $17,000 a year.
I want them to see a face of a person that lives in this state by choice, that has this struggle and chose to do the best I can to do things right, and they're my solution.
The bill is expected to pass out of committee, but where it goes from there is anyone's guess. A lot depends on new Republican Governor Jeff Collier. As lieutenant governor, he backed former Governor Sam Brownback's veto of expansion last session. But he's been promising a fresh start since taking over for Brownback last month.
I'm not interested in looking backwards. I'm interested in looking forwards, and I think that's where Kansans are.
Republican Senator Barbara Boyer from Mission Hills is a retired doctor and one of the lawmakers pushing for expansion. She's challenging Collier, who's a plastic surgeon himself and the architect of CanCare, to chart a new course.
My question is to him, this is your deal, CanCare. If it's working, why wouldn't you go ahead and expand it? Because that should be a positive thing. And if it's not, why won't you fix it? So what's going on? So, Governor, this is all on you.
The expansion issue appears to have brought Collier's honeymoon with some lawmakers and voters to an abrupt end. Last weekend, expansion supporters were waiting for him at what were supposed to be friendly meet and greets in Atchison and Manhattan.
You keep following me around here.
Yeah, you know, well, because our friends didn't get to come and they wanted to hear what you had to say.
Several individuals, not satisfied by Collier's answers, pursued him as he left one event early for the security of his Highway Patrol SUV.
Expand care, lose your job!
At the State House Tuesday, Collier was asked if the lobbying effort had him rethinking his opposition to expansion.
No, look, Washington is going to be changing the rules, and the president's budget even showed the elimination of that. We need Kansas solutions, not Obamacare.
Collier isn't alone. Some lawmakers agree it would be foolish to move forward given the uncertainty in Washington. Others, like Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning, say the need for hundreds of millions of additional dollars for public education means the state can't afford expansion, at least not now.
It's not free money. It will cost Kansas $50 to $60 million.
Advocates insist expansion would more than pay for itself by generating savings in other parts of the budget and funneling billions of additional federal dollars into the state. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.